Hold your hand while you say
that. Yeah, if you could, yeah. No, the you know, it is a daunting task, I think, for companies that are not structured in a way that allows for easy access of data. So talking about NOV, not where we are today, but talking about NOV historically, this is going back, you know, 15, 20 years ago. But whenever I was doing the investigation for NOV, whenever I got there, there were over 130 ERP systems that the company had because it had grown by acquisition so much. You think about 130 ERP systems and trying to, you know, aggregate data out of 130 ERP systems, you know, it's very, you know, very, very daunting. And I'm sure there are probably still some companies out there that have a fractured data environment. And that makes it very, very daunting. But, you know, the other thing is, as Patrick was alluding to, is that there is a resource issue, too, with some firms in terms of how much money can you throw at data analytics. But I think what is pretty clear is that it is something that companies are going to have to embrace and try and deal with as they go forward. And, you know, my thought on this and my advice on this is to really, you know, try and not, don't boil the ocean at the beginning of trying to, you know, kind of get into, you know, figuring out where your data analytics component of your compliance program is going to come. You know, start with what you can start with the data that you have, and then begin to pull in your partners at the company to figure out how you can augment that data, how you can more synchronize that data, how it can be better queried, et cetera. But all of this, you know, Patrick said the word horrifying, I guess it is. It's doubly horrifying because now we've got the new kind of specter out there of, you know, kind of the chief compliance officer certification, where, you know, now chief compliance officers have to now certify that their compliance programs are robust and up to snuff and all of that. And whenever you've got that coupled on this data analytics piece, it can be a real daunting task. The other thing about data analytics, and I'll just say this, is that there's not a real good definition for what that really means in terms of compliance. I mean, that's a word and a phrase that gets thrown around, but it can mean a lot of things. I mean, data analytics can really change depending upon what kind of company you have, and you know, and how deep you're going to go. I mean, there are some institutions that are running very complicated algorithms into data sets to try and ferret out stuff, and for others, data analytics means, you know, I've put my investigative files and my whistleblower reports in a database, and you know, I can query them, you know, and so it goes from all kinds of gamut, from one gamut to the other. But I think that's many of the challenges that we're going to have to wrestle with as this becomes more in vogue.
And one of the areas to kind of address the challenge and resource issues where I've really worked is to try and find a business purpose that has a compliance output. So one of the oddities of working at a relatively small oil and gas company is that IT and supply chain responsibilities have typically rolled up through me. And so that's made it easier to get everyone together and partner and then figure out, you know, the first run we did, and it was with one of the sponsors of the conference, was really looking at water haulers. And, you know, water haulers, there's a really low barrier to entry for it. And so you have a lot of kind of mom and pop shops and a lot of risk there and usually a fair amount of thieving. And so what we really did is we went through all the data for water haulers, made sure that we, you know, basically cleaned up the data so we had a clean environment, and then looked at the economics of the different water haulers through the supply chain process. And then we basically, you know, ranked them by value provided and by efficiency. And then we found a fair way where probably 85 to 90% of the folks lived who were all kind of ordinary suppliers. And then we then started picking apart anomalies on both ends, and found out, you know, where we were getting better value, where contracts were structured in a way that the vendor could choose its pricing method by load or by volume, and then utilize that in the selection process for the suppliers and the vendors. But we also found three or four people who were robbing us blind. And so it proved to be a pretty good compliance exercise, and it got at least a little bit of momentum on the use of analytics because, you know, to me, you know, compliance is an output. If you have the right culture and you're running your business the right way, then a lot of the compliance components are outputs of your system. And so that's how we've tried to utilize that with data. Anything you'd add on the data front, John?
Yeah, I'd say after a long, hard day, like you guys try to enjoy a cold bud, you know, at the end of the day.
One thing I'll add is never waste a good crisis. I mean, you know, there are yes. opportunities that come up. Yeah. So, for example, you know, in the oil and gas industry, the ESG push is now having a lot of E&P companies push down supply chain requirements to vendors. And as that happens, now it becomes a test of ability to get a PO, ability to get revenue, to be able to meet whatever that compliance mark that the customer wants. And so, you know, kind of piggybacking off of what Patrick was saying, that's an opportunity for compliance to all of a sudden now do compliance but deliver value, because you now become the key to being able to obtain more business, more revenue, et cetera. And when you see that opening in the line, exploit it. You know, go in there and you know, if you're outside counsel or inside counsel, use that opportunity, because whenever compliance becomes the key to unlock things like revenue, all of a sudden there's a lot more traction within the company, obviously, to get things done. And so don't waste those opportunities.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. And really, you know, both compliance programs I've built, you know, basically we're on the back door of a dumpster fire. So one, you can't help but make things better. And then two...